Wilson Elementary has been open for 81 years. Wauwatosa resident Tim Muehlfeld says the school, named for President Woodrow Wilson, has been through a lot.
It has survived the Depression, World War II, Watergate, the Cold War, disco, 13 presidencies.
Thousands of kids have gone to school at Wilson, but its days as a public school elementary appear to be ending after a 4-3 vote this morning to shut Wilson down. Like many other school districts, Wauwatosa faces a projected operating budget deficit that exceeds $1.5 million, and the district says it can get rid of about a third of its fiscal woes by closing one of its 9 neighborhood elementaries. Democratic State Representative David Cullen asked the school board to wait until he can have talks with the Doyle administration about changing a state law that forces a school aid cut when a district uses some of its reserves to keep a school open.
I would hope, as your state elected official, that you could defer this decision and allow us to try to help you.
Doyle aide Sean Poff promised the administration would talk with Cullen. Wauwatosa school board member Lois Weber said she was hopeful the governor would come through with a solution.
I want to hear on February 7th what Governor Doyle has to say. He saved 4-year kindergarten for us.
That's true.
But school board member Eileen Donahue says Democrats in Madison cannot be of much help.
They are going to do their best for us, but the reality is they are the minority party, and it's going to be very difficult for them to get a lot done.
Unless the state or the courts move to help Wilson Elementary, while Wauwatosa joins La Crosse, Durand, Rhinelander, and Shawano Gresham as at least some of the districts facing school shutdowns. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.